This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 492. Be clear and relevant for band score 9.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn the difference between a score of 6 and a score of 9 when writing about your opinion and ideas in IELTS Writing Task 2.
Hey, Jessica, how's your day going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good so far. It's kind of a hectic start to the week, just because I know that like Wednesday and Thursday are like those are holiday days, right? Thanksgiving is coming up. Mm-hmm. So there's just, you know, but work doesn't stop. So you have to do all of the work stuff in a shorter amount of time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because the day after Thanksgiving, you don't want to be working. I mean, it's like,
no,
you know, it's kind of a holiday still. It's right before the weekend, and you want to take a 4-day weekend, really, is what we want to do with our families. So we really only have like 2, maybe 3 days max to get our work done. So we're getting it done.
We are. And it's fine, especially because you know there's like, you're not going to be working for a couple days. So it's okay. It's good. How are you, Lindsay?
Oh,
how are you doing?
Well, I'm good. I ended up going to that running group that I mentioned last week. Oh my gosh. I mentioned this on the other podcast, but they kicked my butt. These guys,
really?
They are another level of runner. I mean, they're like marathon runners. And all of a sudden, so we're getting started. I'm looking around and everybody's got fancy equipment. You know, they've got like the fancy clothes and the brand name this and that. And I'm thinking maybe these guys are out of my league. And then we start running and they sprint like they start in a sprint. What felt like
what
a sprint to me. And they sprinted 4 miles. Like it was a sprint.
What did you do?
They waited for me. I was at the end. Like, luckily this group is pretty nice, but there was definitely a few times when they had to wait at the stoplight and they looked back and there's me, like, you know,
I don't know how many
back, like at least probably a minute or two back. And coming up, but at the end, we had a pie eating contest and we had beer and I went home with this like massive runner's high. I was sore for like 5 days. I couldn't walk down the stairs.
Gosh.
It was
insane.
It was so bad.
That's amazing. How did you feel? Because I think our listeners experience this with their language, right? When they feel like they can't catch up or people are waiting for them. And there's how did you deal with that feeling? Were you embarrassed or were you like... Did you still feel like strong within yourself? Like, how did you feel?
I think just like anything, it was a mix of both feelings at different times.
Yeah.
Like there were times when I was just cursing the whole thing. It was like when I could see the group like way ahead of me, I was like, I was swearing to myself. I was like, why did I come? This was so stupid. I have to go back to my other running group. This is ridiculous. Why did I think I could run with these guys? And then, you know, once I was back and at the end, one guy took pity on me and he kind of ran with me and he was like, he was like being really heavy footed because he was trying to slow himself down so he could run with me. And like,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
At the end, I had a few beers and I was feeling good. I was like, that was fun. I'm going to come back next week.
Yeah, those are the decisions you make after a couple beers, I guess.
But so there was funny. A significant run. The thing is, like, I was pushing myself like harder than I normally do. So like my heart was really beating heavy. And I like that feeling. That's when you know you're really like working your heart and it was good. And I had this incredible runner's high that I really don't get usually because I usually
that's
don't
awesome.
Push myself that hard. Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Well, but you're not going to push yourself that hard unless somebody's pulling you.
Yeah.
You know, like exactly. Just like trying to improve in IELTS skills or with language skills. Like it's mm-hmm. really tough to push yourself to the limits without somebody pulling you or guiding you or showing you how to do that. Because you're not just going to like step outside your door and sprint for 4 miles by yourself.
No, you just don't do it. Most people just don't do that. Like I'll just go for a nice jog. I'll stop to walk, maybe like move it to a new podcast, like switch around. Look at something and then the run's over.
I know. I do not run fast at all. And I run with my dog, so we're stopping like all the time.
Yeah.
So he could, That's awesome. I think that is an awesome, inspirational experience that you had. And it shows our listeners the importance of putting yourself in these challenging situations.
Yeah, I think it's good for us, you know, once in a while. And it reminds me of the Boston Adventure. You know, I know we're talking about IELTS today, but that's really essentially what our students did in the Boston Adventure. They put themselves into a situation with all these native speakers where English is going on around them and they felt out of their comfort zone, but they came out of it feeling okay. Like I could handle it. You know what I mean? At the end, you didn't die. You survived and you came home stronger.
That is the sprint. They sprinted through English for 3.5 days. And just like you, I think there was a language high at the end because they're just so amazed with themselves and what they could accomplish. Oh. And these are things that you don't think you can do until you do it.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. So this is something to keep in mind. It's a life lesson and we can apply this to IELTS too. But before we move on to IELTS, guys, just remember if you're interested in that Boston adventure, go to allearsenglish.com/Boston and soon we'll be posting the new dates for the spring and summer. Yeah.
Now's the time to start planning, right? Get those visas in check.
Yes.
Get some savings going. Yes. Like now's the time.
This is the time. You got it.
All right. Okay, guys. Today we're looking at a specific focus on IELTS, a specific perspective. It came from a question about the position. And I think, so if you read the descriptors for what the examiner needs for writing task one, writing task two, it's not like immediately obvious what it means. It's all this like teacher talk, you know, like what is like for a 6 for vocab, it says uses an adequate range. What is an adequate range? How do you know what that is? So we're going to help you define what the examiner is looking for as far as your position. And we are raising the bar today, guys. We are challenging you. We are pulling you into a band score 9. So what does it mean
like
for an opinion for band score 9? So a student asked a question about this in Facebook Live, which I thought was really interesting. And it made me stop and think. He says, can you differentiate between a clear position and a relevant position?
Wow.
That's a good question. I've never been asked that before.
That is such a good question. I'm so excited to dive into it. I mean, where do we even start here? It's so important to know what the examiner's looking for. And this is addressing that issue exactly.
Yeah, totally. So what is the difference between these adjectives, clear and relevant? How would you describe the differences? Hello, lovely listeners. If you are ready to commit yourself to the system of success that is guaranteed to raise your score, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I think that you can be clear, but you can be irrelevant, right? You can be what you're trying to say can be very clear and easy to understand, but it could be unrelated to the question or even unrelated to what the answer could be or maybe should be, right? It's
exactly.
Not answering the question.
Exactly. Like if you are writing a problem solution essay, right? The opinions in problem solution are not about like topic. It's not like one side or another side. It's like, I feel this is the best solution because blah, blah, blah. Like your opinions, your position are related to the question type and the topic, of course. But so you're not going to be like, I feel the biggest advantage of this is da, da, da. That's a clear position. Like I see, okay, this is your opinion that you think this is an advantage, but it's not relevant because that's not what the question is asking for.
Exactly. I love that. And so important to understand the difference in our answers and to identify that, to kind of get ourselves in the head of the examiner as we're writing this, right? Would this be considered relevant and clear, or just one or the other?
Yeah. So if you're shooting for a 9, guys, this is one way to do it. So the description for task achievement for band score 9 for writing task 2, it says presents a fully developed position in answer to the question with relevant, fully extended, and well-supported ideas. Mm. So like we can see your opinion. It's clear, right? For band score 7, it says presents a clear position throughout the response. So that's necessary for a 9 as well, right? You have to meet all the positive stuff for all the band scores if you're going to get a 9. So that's part of it, right? So just to get a 7, it has to be clear. So that means you have to state it directly and obviously. Like, I believe this. To my mind, this.
Yeah. And you know what makes me think would make this so much easier to be clear and also relevant would be to be specific in our answers, exactly. in what we're saying. And we've talked about this on the show in different episodes. You also said the term fully extended. That seems like it means we need to go deep in one example. Is that right?
Yes. So, yeah, guys, this is what we work on all the time with students, because especially if you're of like a higher level and you have so many ideas that you want to put in your essay, that's not how you score highly. The examiner doesn't count your ideas and examples and be like, oh, they have 6. That means they can get a high score. That's not it. That is the opposite of what you're trying to do. So, yeah, it says fully developed position, right? Mm-hmm. Relevant, fully extended, well-supported ideas. So the ideas you do have in your essay have to be extended and supported. And we do that with very specific examples and details. So if you're trying to jump from like this reason to that reason to that reason, you're not supporting any of them, which means you cannot fulfill those expectations.
Yeah, it makes me think of like a drill going into the ground all the way down as opposed to drilling a bunch of small holes, right?
And
we've touched on this before. We got to go all the way down, drill down into that one example. I love that. So good.
Yeah. So, I mean, if all you're aiming for is a 6, which I don't think you are, guys, but the way to get a 6, it says, presents relevant main ideas, but some may be inadequately developed or unclear. So that's the definition of what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You have some ideas. They're connected to the topic. They're relevant, but they're not clearly supported, right? Yeah. And that includes your opinion. So if your opinion is in paragraph 3, you need to develop that, support that, extend that with specific examples. So should we do an example, like a good bad example?
We can talk through an example. Yeah, let's see what we've got here.
So on our Facebook page, someone posted a task 2 question that he wasn't sure how to answer. He says, how would you answer the question, parents make the best teachers? Do you agree or disagree? So if you were, aiming for a 6, you would be like, I believe parents make the best teachers because, they know their children better than anybody else. They're around them morning and night. They feed them. They talk to them all the time. I don't know. So a band score 6, like all those ideas were connected, but I'm jumping from one idea to another.
Ah, I like that. Okay. And what would it look like if we were to go for a 9 then? How would that be different?
Let's see. So a 9, I would choose one of those ideas, right? Mm. And I would say, parents make the best teachers, to my mind, because they have known their child from the time they were born. Yeah. and then let's see, maybe some statistics like by the time the child is 10, teachers have spent 10% of the time
with the child,
in face-to-face interaction with the student, whereas the parents or the caregivers make up the rest of that time at 80%. Thus, and then maybe giving a detail about that, like in the time spent with the child through extracurricular activities such as sports or clubs, the parent can be with the child through failure and success and help them learn these life lessons that are not possible in the classroom.
Yeah, I love that. So we're going deeper into one kind of reason why parents make the best teachers, really, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep. So guys, I know it's difficult to trust this advice because you still want to put in all of your ideas, but we are telling you today, guys, these are the definitions of band score 6 and band score 9. Like, this is the difference.
Yeah, it's not ambiguous. It's not like all these different examiners are just kind of deciding what sounds good and what doesn't. They're all working off the same scoring system, guys. And so there's a way to hack this, right? That is to understand the scoring system and work backwards. And that's really what we're showing you on this show. And it's also what we show you in our course.
Yep. The process of teaching you guys today is exactly the process of how we designed our course. Precisely. We look at what the examiner wants, what the correct answers are for reading and listening, and then what the examiner wants for speaking and writing. And we worked backwards. So everything is geared towards that 7 or higher. There's not one piece of advice there that gets you a 6. Everything, all the skills, vocab, everything in our course is aimed at a 7 or higher.
That's so great. And you guys can get started by getting into our Insider Masterclass, which we don't talk about much on this show, but that
That's
is
true.
A really good way, guys, to get started with your first step for free. So it's a 3-part video series masterclass, and you can get that at allearsenglish.com/insider, and then you'll start hearing from us regularly about how you can get into our course. So there you go.
Yes. Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. So good. I think the takeaway here is, you know, go deep. Go deep. Don't go wide. Right?
Go deep, don't go wide.
Sounds like a football field.
Yeah.
It's like the football game we went to in Boston, right?
That was amazing. Lindsay and I knew nothing about football, and neither did our foreign students.
We were all lost.
It was hilarious. We were all in it together, though. Yeah. That was the point. We were all experiencing this side by side in equal confusion and wonder.
It's just a confusing game. My goodness,
it is
complicated.
I still don't understand it.
I'm still struggling. Well.
All right. Well, live and learn. Live and learn.
Live and learn. Guys, there you go.
Okay. Go back to our site, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and you can see a little bit of examples of what we're talking about. If you search for body paragraph, you can get some more information on what we talked about today.
Okay, awesome. All right, thanks for hanging out, Jessica. We'll see you back on this show very, very soon.
All right, sounds good. Right. Bye, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.